The epistle for the second Sunday after Easter is taken from St. Peter's First Epistle, Chapter 2. Dearly beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled did not revile, when he suffered he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly, who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to justice, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10. At that time, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But the hireling, and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and flieth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep, and the hireling flieth, because he is a hireling, and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. As the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Tomorrow, my dear friends, as you may know, is the feast of the great Saint Pius V. And being a member of the congregation of Saint Pius V, I thought it would be appropriate to speak to you about him today. St. Pius V was born in 1504 in a little town in northern Italy called Bosco. His name was Michael Ghislieri, and his family was poor but very pious. As a boy, Michael had a special love for the Mother of God, and especially for her Holy Rosary. He wished to consecrate himself to God's service, and his mother encouraged him to do so, telling him to pray about it to Our Lady. When he was 12 years old, he was certain that he had a vocation to the priesthood, so later he entered the Dominican seminary, where he grew in knowledge and piety, and where he was eventually ordained a priest in 1528. As a priest, Father Ghislieri always portrayed a loving devotion to Our Lady. At his home parish in Bosco, for example, he was an ardent promoter of a sodality that was called the Company of the Rosary. One of his assignments from the Holy See was to be an inquisitor. An inquisitor in the church was someone, usually a priest, who investigated certain Catholic people, especially teachers of the faith, who were under suspicion of heresy. The Inquisition at this time was particularly focused on men who supported the new Protestant Reformation. Father Ghislieri worked so zealously to eliminate heresy that he was eventually raised to the position of Inquisitor General over all Christendom. After laboring much for the glory of the Church, he was elected Pope in 1566. And as Vicar of Christ on earth, he strove all the more to grow in holiness, and he sacrificed himself as much as he could for his flock, the Church. It is thanks to St. Pius V that we have the Catechism of the Council of Trent, the official catechism of the Church. He also implemented certain reforms for the Roman clergy, since many at that time were growing lax, And in his bull, Quo Primum, he unified the ceremonies of the Mass. As Pope, he continued to increase his devotion to Mary, and he worked to spread this devotion. He strove to have the Rosary recited daily at the Vatican, a practice which was not usual at that time. Also, during the Roman Carnival, when sinful excesses abounded, he would walk the streets of Rome praying the Rosary for his people. St. Pius V was also the one who approved the complete form of the Hail Mary as we pray it today. You see, between the 5th and 15th centuries of the Church, the Hail Mary consisted only of the first half of the prayer. But St. Pius approved the second part, Holy Mary, Mother of God, etc. His devotion and trust in Our Lady culminated, however, at the Battle of Lepanto. That decisive naval victory that saved Christian Europe from the invasion of the Turks was due to Our Lady's intercession. It was to Our Lady that the Pope and all of Christendom turned in that great time of need, and they did this especially through the Holy Rosary. It was only a year after this battle that Pope St. Pius V died. He died on May 1st in 1572 and was later canonized by Clement XI in 1712. Pope St. Pius V gives us an example of practical devotion to Mary. And in doing that, he shows himself to be a true shepherd of the flock, like the Good Shepherd. For a real shepherd, not a hireling, leads the way for the flock. As our Lord in today's Gospel says, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." Christ is the Good Shepherd, and he offered his life for us on the cross. He founded the Church, which he continues to guide as the invisible head. But Christ also established his Church with a visible head. The Vicar of Christ on earth, the Pope, is thus the visible Good Shepherd. St. Pius V was a shepherd for the Church during the difficult times in which he lived. He strove to eliminate heresy, which threatened to choke the flock. He restored the spirit of religious worship, especially in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and by calling upon Our Lady, he saved Christendom from the invasion of the Turks. He laid down his life, as it were, devoting his entire self to the good of the Church. And he knew that if he honored Mary, especially by her rosary, Mary in return would assist him with his great work of guiding the Church. The rosary is a most powerful weapon. As Our Lady herself told St. Dominic, it is the battering ram that our Lord uses to overcome evil. In our day, the Church is plagued by heresy. Immorality is everywhere, and we suffer dangers from many enemies. St. Pius V is thus an appropriate patron for our congregation and our people. The problems that we face today require great courage, patience, and determination, just like the problems that St. Pius had to face. And the way he faced them and overcame them was by turning to Mary. We shall overcome the evils of our day in the same way, by devotion to Mary, especially by her rosary. But besides the evils of the world, we all have our own personal trials and difficulties. These too can be overcome through the intercession of Mary. Praying the rosary is our weapon in overcoming temptation. It is our strength for bearing our crosses, and it is our key to every true success. The devil knows the power of the rosary. That's why he tries to prevent it and make it difficult for us. But if we make the sacrifices necessary to pray it well, we will overcome our daily trials, or we will receive strength to bear them. And we can be sure that our devotion to the daily rosary will be rewarded, for Mary is generous to those who are generous to her. Strive then, my dear friends, to pray the rosary every day, and not just to get through it, but to pray it well. Go to Our Lady with your troubles and see how she will reward you in return. Make a resolution right now to do whatever it takes to make the rosary a part of your day. If you already pray the rosary every day, see if there is something you can do to pray it better. Eliminate distractions. Don't rush, even if you are busy with many things. Focus on the mystery and what our Lord and our Lady are trying to show. And if you do strive to pray the rosary better, you will see how Our Lady is not outdone in generosity. Let us then, my dear friends, be faithful to Our Lady by praying her rosary. May the great Saint Pius V give us an ardent devotion to Mary and her beloved prayer. Saint Pius was able to put the devil to flight by this prayer, and with Our Lady's help, you can do the same. So imitate this saint's devotion to Mary by praying the rosary every day, and have confidence that if you are faithful to this holy practice, you will be well rewarded. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.